Watt is still officially Congressman Mel Watt, and that's because he still hasn't submitted his resignation letter. His office says he won't submit this letter until he's sworn in as director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. But that resignation letter is crucial to moving the process along for at least six candidates who plan to run for the 12th Congressional District seat. The majority-minority district is an odd shape. It extends in a diagonal path from uptown Charlotte all the way to Greensboro, with a slight detour to Winston-Salem. Watt has represented the district since it was created in 1992. UNC Charlotte political science professor Eric Heberlig says it's a coveted seat.
Any Democrat who wins the seat is going to be able to hold it and run as long as they want. And if they succeed like Mel Watt did and hold it for 20 years, it's going to be a long time before anybody else gets another shot at that district.
Governor McCrory must allow for a formal campaign period of at least 45 days. Four of the six candidates who have said they intend to run are from Charlotte, former Councilmember James Mitchell, who recently lost the mayoral election to Patrick Cannon, State Senator Malcolm Graham, former CMS Board Chairman George Battle, and a personal injury lawyer, Curtis Osborne. The two who are not from Charlotte are State Representatives Alma Adams of Greensboro and Marcus Brandon of High Point. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.